You know what time it is.
It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
All right. You know, we got to start by saying a big rest in peace to legendary DeMatha High School basketball coach Morgan Wooten. Passed away peacefully. He had been in hospice at his home. And just, you know, sometimes names are just synonymous with the sport. And he definitely was that, especially here. But I know he was, you know, nationally renowned as well. He retired, actually, as the winningest high school coach in history.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been overtaken now, but that's how he retired. So rest in peace to him. How many careers did he get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Virginia, like, be careful because they're trying to push this law that would ban even holding a cell phone.
What? Yeah. Right now, there is no law.
Well, you can't text, you can't call. I guess they
while
want you
driving?
To be hands-free.
No.
Yeah.
Right now,
okay.
No, because I'm in... Well,
well you ain't supposed
I'm,
to be,
okay.
So better not snitch on
that
yourself.
Wouldn't mean, right?
So, you know, you got to be hands-free. But now there's a push to not even have a cell phone in your hand. I don't know. What do y'all think about
but
that?
That's what hands-free means, right?
Well, yeah, but a lot of if you're not doing it, you will be fined $125 first offense. They're trying to pass this.
So that's the point of hands-free, right? You don't have it in your hands.
Yeah, but some people still have it in their hands.
But they need to not have it in their hands.
Oh, well, okay. We're
you
on the same page.
You can get the mount and put it on your windshield,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole point of hands-free.
What part is making you laugh so much?
Because, I mean, boy, people are like, what do you mean I can't have my hand? No, you can't.
Yeah. Well, it's already illegal to text or read a message while driving, but now they're making a push.
Right, but right
you can't
now,
hold it.
Right, right now you can still, just this is where I'm clear, you can still hold the phone up to you while you're talking on the phone. You can still do that in
yeah,
Virginia.
In Virginia, mm-hmm. But they don't want you to do that at all.
Okay.
I mean, I get it.
I see why
it's
I'm going to crash in the back of somebody today in D.C. when you called me in the car today.
Did you answer?
Yeah,
he
and
did,
I had it in my
hand. Because Coca, sometimes he does not answer his phone. I don't know if y'all have tried to get in touch with him.
Funny.
Sean G, can you back me up? He
yeah,
will not
I was
answer
almost
the
in
phone.
I was almost in that trunk. I was
all
like,
right.
No, okay.
You know, somebody who should not have had a phone out recording is this police officer in Prince George's County. We're talking about D.C. native Delonte West, who went on to, you know, be in the NBA, a standout at Eleanor Roosevelt and in college. By now, I'm sure a lot of people have seen that video of him getting really brutally beaten on 210. Right?
Not by the police.
No.
Not by the police.
Right.
But then afterwards, he is arrested or pulled over. He's in handcuffs. I shouldn't say arrested. And look, this is a little bit of the rant that he did while cuffed.
Snitch on my life.
What?
Man, I...
Why'd you hit him? Did he attack you first? Was this off the fence or did you hit him?
Man, I walked down the street. Gun.
Where's his gun at?
I don't give a...
Okay. You know where his gun is?
I don't give a... Junk champ. I'm the leader of the... Davis Hill, and
right.
Okay.
So he's saying,
I'm
I'm the president, I'm the leader of the world, I'm a Navy SEAL. So clearly he is in mental distress right here. But that video that you see why he's on the curb, a Prince George's County police officer has been suspended because he was the one who took that video. I don't know how it got on social media. They're investigating it, but yeah.
Well, here's the thing. That probably saved his life.
What do you mean? What do you
that
mean?
Video probably saved his life.
Oh, okay. You mean because people...
Yes.
People
recognized
been,
who he was.
And,
look at what God be doing.
People have been reaching out.
Sometimes you don't see it. God got a trick for you. Look at that.
We're talking about former NBA, people who we played against or with. Also, people trying to say they need to get to him to give him some help. You're absolutely right about that. But a police officer should not have been recording it on the cell phone.
Now, was that his camera from his
chest
thing?
That was his cell phone.
Oh, so he did a little extra step.
Cell phone.
Well, God got trick bags. Sometimes they don't work out. God put him in a trick bag.
So anyway, just a couple of things that caught my eye. We're going to talk more about Wale in the entertainment report coming up, what he was doing in town, and then also Ask Allison's coming up.
On the way.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.